1973, there's been no upgrading of the facility.
Look happy to inform you.
No, 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 so tell me.
My government has secured a credit of $30 million from the Exim Bank of India to be able to establish a water treatment plant from the Oti River to supply Yendi and all the surrounding communities.
No.
So that by the beginning of next year, the first quarter of next year, when all the papers have been done, all the paperwork has been done, that the project will commence.
No.
In the same way, the strengthening of the National Health Insurance Scheme also requires that we expand and strengthen the infrastructure of our healthcare delivery system.
No, cool.
The message you have given me about the need to expand and strengthen the Yendi Hospital, that message I'm taking with me straight to Accra to the Minister of Health.
Okuena,
I'm very grateful for your words of support over the fight over about Galamsey in our country. Words are the words of a responsible traditional ruler. The fight against Galamsey is the fight for our future survival. The issues in Zigo and Big Pigo are being dealt with, and I need your support. Kambakwena, there's one thing, which is the overall and strategic matter that is close to my heart. Resolution of the issues in Gabon. My former boss, that very wise statesman, John Adjekum Kufuor, recognized that the issue here is exactly what Kampokuya now you have said, how to apply the customs of Gabon with the relevant compromises to resolve the issue. This is why he set up the Committee of Eminent Chiefs to be responsible for fashioning out a formula, an acceptable formula for the resolution of the crisis.
Let them
know about custom.
And
the eminent chiefs he chose are the greatest chiefs in our country. Ili, the son, the first son of Bewa, of Nag Bewa, is a member, the Mampusi overlord, Mampugu overlord, is a member. The Yabongura, the overlord of the Gunjas.
The
third member and the chairman of the committee, who has been doing a yeoman's work, is no less than Otumfuo Asantehene Osetutu II. Told them, whatever formula, whatever understandings they come to amongst the parties to the Gabon conflict, will have the full, unequivocal support of my government. I want to reassure you once again that I don't have an interest in the outcome of the accommodation. But I want to repeat, I am not an Andani and I'm not an Abudu.
No, you love me.
Not only am I not an Abudu or an Andani, I'm not even a Dagomba. I have no interest in the outcome other than the peace and security of Dagon.
To
assure the
Kampokuena
that any officials of mine who are seen to be impeding the resolution of the matter according to custom will have me to play with. But by the same token, I'm pleading.
All
the matter like this, there are many steps that have to be taken. If we are committed to the end of the journey, when there are missteps along the way, we find a way to accommodate it so that we do not jeopardize the conclusion. The crowning achievement of my first year as President of the Republic is that when I come to the Damba Festival here at the end of the year, the greatest Christmas present that I can give to the people of Ghana is that there will be a new Yana sitting on that seat here. And I'm going to do everything that a president can do to make sure that we get there. I want to assure the president who prayed for us that in the process, Wandadi's son, the regent, he has nothing to fear from me. He's going to be very well looked after in the process. So he has nothing to fear.
Look,
my father was my friend. It will not be right if I do not treat his son right. He will not forgive me.
Now,
I want the forgiveness of God.
No.
So I'm asking all of you, let's all work together. Let's operate. Necessary accommodations and compromises. Bring this 15-year-old crisis to a conclusion.
That
one again, the people of Ghana will see Dagmo for what is Dagbon. Historic states, traditional states of our nation. And we want to see it rise again. We are now once again, thank you.